BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily. On today's show, a man that cannot stop hooing and it's becoming a problem. The girl who carried on playing Pokemon despite Beyoncé being right next to her at one of her gigs. And someone who's pressed their buzzer for the best thing of 2016 and wants to take it back.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
This is
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Just me again today, but I'll have some friends tomorrow because Chris is back. Do you remember a while back when we went to the British Kebab Awards? It's like the Oscars, but for kebabs. And it's the most prestigious evening in the world of kebabs. Loads of people there. And in between a lot of awards for meat, there was live entertainment in the form of Two Shoes. And it's two girls who were on The X Factor in 2011, mentored by Tulisa. And I remember at the time when me and Chris were at the Kebab Awards, I remember saying to him, these two would be absolutely perfect for a wedding, to play a wedding, you know. Because everyone needs a wedding band if you haven't got a DJ. This is the moment we welcomed Two Shoes on stage at the Kebab Awards.
Two Shoes! Two Shoes! Two Shoes! We love you! We love you, Two Shoes!
Yeah. Listen to what Chris says.
Yes! Go on! Oh, I love these girls. They should have won, Scott.
They should have won in 2011.
Anyway, so, a few weeks back, I decided to get in touch with the Shoes, as they call themselves, because two of my best mates were getting married, and what could be better than having two Shoes at your wedding? So the wedding was the weekend just gone. I've literally just got back from it. And the couple getting married knew absolutely nothing about it. I managed to completely keep it a secret. I had to smuggle two Shoes into the building. I was like, wait there. Do you want any food? Do you want any water? They're like, no, we're good. The most low-maintenance pop stars ever. And they drove all the way to Norfolk from Essex, bringing their own mixer and speakers. And what a fantastic night. I need to thank Two Shoes for doing all the hits at the wedding. Do Uptown Funk. Thanks, girls, for stepping into the wedding. I was so glad myself that I managed to keep it a complete secret. The groom and the bride had absolutely no idea. And I need to thank Two Shoes themselves, Lucy and Charlie, just to say sorry about the groom's dad wanting to do that duet with you. That happened.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio
1.
You know, on this show a while back, I was fed up of people saying, oh, this is the best thing ever. Oh my God, this is so amazing. Because people use it too often. So we decided to make a rule that you can only press your buzzer once, and that has to be for the best thing of 2016. You can only do it once a year, and that should stop people saying that everything is amazing. It's a bit like the golden buzzer on Britain's Got Talent. You only get one shot. Joe, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Tell me what happened at the weekend.
I think I've made one of the biggest mistakes of 2016.
What, the biggest mistake or the biggest mistake?
The biggest mistake I've made of 2016.
What have you done?
I've accidentally pressed my golden buzzer in a kebab house because I thought it was the best moment of 2016.
You're in a kebab house?
Yeah.
Okay, talk me through exactly what happened.
Well, I've been out with the lads, had a few beers and that. And thought, how about do you finish your night off and having a big kebab?
Yeah.
So, went and had one, and then while I were in there, just starting to eat it, this is the best moment of 2016.
Right, and you didn't question it. You were like, this is the best thing I've had this year. This is the best thing that's going to happen.
I was drunk, and it was a silly mistake, and I regret it, and I wish I could retract my offer.
Oh, no.
So now I'm pretty disappointed in myself.
I like it that even though I wasn't there and you weren't on the show, you just took it upon yourself on Saturday night to just press your buzzer.
Yeah, no, I'm a man of my word. I'll own up to it, and I've made a big mistake.
Okay, so what do you want me to do about this? Because you've now realised, now that you haven't had any drinks, that it probably wasn't the best thing of the year, right?
Definitely. Right. Woke up with a sour taste in my mouth, regretting it.
What do you want to do? You can't reclaim it. That's the whole idea of pressing the best thing of 2016 alarm. You only get to do it once, and you've done it.
And that's why I've foolish mistake, and I'd like to ask for it back, but
well, you are full of remorse by the sounds of it.
Yeah, I am.
You wasted your one chance of pressing that buzzer on a blooming kebab.
In all fairness, it was nice, but it just wasn't putting up to the best thing of 2016.
Okay, the thing is, if we allow you to reclaim your buzzer, then the floodgates will open and then the buzzer itself will become pointless. Because what's the point of pushing it if you can then reclaim it afterwards?
I don't even know how to answer that one.
I'm afraid you're just going to have to accept that you've pressed your buzzer and you can't do it again until the 1st of January 2017.
Can I have a buzzer for the second best thing of 2016?
No. I'm sorry. Oh, I've got to be harsh here, OK?
I won't enjoy myself for the rest of 2016.
Oh, don't say that. I'll let you just go and think about what you've done, all right?
Yeah, all right then.
All right. And now that you are on the line, we should actually press the buzzer for real.
Oh, no.
Yeah, sorry. What was in the kebab?
It was a mixed kebab with all sauces, all salad.
Oh, it does sound good.
No, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Just not as good as I thought it was.
No, not the best thing of 2016.
Definitely not.
Right, OK. Well, we had to press the buzzer there. I'm really sorry.
That's fine.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, a lot of people are saying that I should have let Joe off with that. But no, you can't have a sober buzzer and a drunk buzzer. You get one chance, and therefore that is the best thing of 2016. Can't just, like, start moving the goalposts now. Andy says, Mills, what's your take on Taylor Swift being the only person in the whole wide world who's allowed to delete any negative stuff she gets on Twitter? Well, her and the bloke who owns it, I guess. But you were right all along of her being the supreme being. I told you she was our leader a year ago, and this is true. Jamie in Derby. Mills, I know it's 5 months away, but is it too early to start talking about Christmas yet? It's just that I actually started my Christmas shopping on Saturday and now I'm in a really festive mood. Seriously, even I'm not thinking about it yet, and you know I like to start really early. The Scott Mills Daily. 50 Cent, who has thrown his hat in the ring today as the next presenter of Top Gear. He says, I would love to work on it. I think I could save the show, but it would cost them. There isn't a car that I haven't owned over the years, and my car collection is as good as anybody's out there. Rob's not going to happen. Also, Ollie Locke off of Chelsea has said today, I think I'm a gay man. It's the first time he's kind of opened up about it and says he's ready to have his first relationship with a man. So congratulations, Locke. And I don't know if you've seen this video of this unhappy Beyonce fan, which has only started really going around a couple of hours ago. So it's a really unhappy fan who spots this girl in front of him at a Beyonce gig playing Pokemon Go when Beyonce is literally right next to him on the stage. Now, this ticket must have cost this girl hundreds because she is right next to Beyonce. But Beyonce is like a foot away. But she's still more interested in Pokemon than what's actually going on in front of her, which is Beyonce's face. Try and see if you can hear it on this. This is the guy behind who wasn't happy he was recording it.
Pokemon! She's playing Pokemon when Beyonce's singing. Look at where she is. Look at where she is. She's next to the stage.
So the rest of the crowd are literally having the time of their lives because Beyonce is right up in their face and she's like, nah, I'm just going to play Pokemon instead.
She's next to the stage.
Hope Solange didn't see. The Scott Mills Daily. Tears left for days. Perfect disaster. Me and you. Hey, Beth in Bristol, who absolutely loves that song. And she is just getting a bit of sun today in the garden because she's got one of those really handy delivery times where you have to be in between 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So that's useful, isn't it? Could be any time between then. So she's got me on quite loud, but like not loud enough so she won't hear the doorbell. You need to get my doorbell and then you'd never not hear it. That still hasn't been changed, by the way. I don't know how to. Hi, Francesca Longley, who passed her driving test for the, well, there's fourth attempt. And she did it today, so congratulations, Francesca. Don't worry about it. Can I just say same? Fourth are the best drivers on the road today. And James Hunt says, the new Katy Perry song that you're raving on about is no firework, is it? It's a track of the day today. I think, James, it will take longer to grow, admittedly, than firework, but it will get there. The Scott Mills Daily. Does it feel to you like everyone's Instagram is them on holiday at the moment, which is slightly annoying for us back here? Hi to Liam, who's listening to us while furiously Instagramming pictures of his holiday in Ibiza, which he's on at the moment. Jealous. Last week, Rizzle Kicks were in to play Inyota Bingo, and yeah, it was a wet one. We're going over to Sean Keaveney on Six Music. Water, please. it's fair to say we all get a little bit more relaxed, I suppose, when the weather's warm. But I worry that Sean might be too relaxed when he's on air.
Exactly. But on the upside, we're still here for now, and it's quite summery, isn't it? I'm coming my shorts.
Oh my word!
It's always good when you're on. Nice to see Rizzle Cakes again. That's on BBC iPlayer on the Radio 1 channel if you want to check that out. Look at Jordan's weird spitting technique. It's a first, that was. On tomorrow's show, we are going to be joined by Callum Scott. You know the one off of that amazing cover of Robin's Dancing on My Own, which is doing so well at the moment. So Callum will be getting wet tomorrow on Innuendo Bingo at 1:40. Listen and watch.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, you know, the new series of Dragon's Den is on, and as a result, I want to do some more instant Dragon's Den, where you can pitch your genius business idea to Deborah Meaden, our favourite of all the dragons. And the best bit is about this, it's like going on the TV show, but without the hassle. We can cut out the TV bit. So you've got to apply for it by filling in probably a really long form. Then you'll speak to the producers, and then the producers have to decide whether you're good enough for the show. And then you've got to go to the actual den. I can actually make it a lot simpler because I've got Deborah Eden's home phone number. We'll just connect you, and then you can just pitch away. I am looking for the less serious ideas, though, really. Like the ones that you and your mates have maybe discussed in the pub, going, oh, that'd be a brilliant idea. But if you think it genuinely hasn't been done before, let me know. Get an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk as soon as you can. Also, as well as ideas for Instant Dragon's Den, I want all of your stories, always, and experiences and things that's happened or things you want to tell me. I nearly put this on Twitter earlier with my personal email. That would have been good, wouldn't it? Instead of the BBC one. But the email address you need is scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, whether you're pitching for Instant Dragon's Den or you've just got something to tell me. To give you an idea, this is what happened last time when Patrick, our listener, called Deborah with his Instant Dragon's Den idea. He thought it was genius.
Hello?
Oh, hi, is that Deborah?
It is.
It's Patrick.
Patrick? Patrick Silk?
No, Patrick. Scott gave me your number.
Scott gave me. Oh, OK. Hello, Patrick.
Hi. Sorry, I was just chatting to Scott, and he basically said I should chat to you about my awesome business idea.
OK.
My first question is, what is the best restaurant ever in the world?
What, for me or for you?
For everyone. I'm going to tell you the answer.
Oh, I see. Right. Oh, okay.
The answer is that it's the restaurant that me and you are going to build together.
Oh, okay. Right. Go on then. What's special about
it? What's special is that it's completely free.
It's free.
It's free.
Okay, well, that's quite special. Is the food good?
Food is great.
Okay, and how do we fund it? How do we make money out of it?
Okay, so everything in the restaurant is available for advertising. Okay,
right.
So you're right. We're obviously going to have lots of bills or whatever. But, for example, there's a big advert on the plate where your food is.
Sorry, did you just say we're going to have lots of bills or whatever?
Yeah, you know what I mean, like food, chefs.
You mean things, kind of stuff. Cost of sales.
Yeah. We're going to pay the salaries and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But, right, the money is made from advertising. So there's a big advert on the plate, there's an advert on the glass, there's an advert on the knives and forks, on the tables, whatever. And because it's so busy, because it's an amazing restaurant, and because it's free, it's going to be rammed, obviously. Lots of people are going to be eating in there.
Okay. And how much is this restaurant going to cost us to build?
500 grand.
You said at the beginning of that. Is that because you have no idea?
No, not at all.
Have you worked this out, or was that just a nice round number?
No, it depends on the site, on how big the site is and where it is.
So do you know what this looks like, this restaurant? Have you designed it?
Well, no. So the point is that it looks pretty terrible. Like, it looks like a really gaudy mishmash of all sorts of stuff because it's all covered in advertising.
Yes.
Right? So it's really, it's not the most elegant place to be in. It's not like you're going to go in there and be like, wow, look at this space. You're going to go in there and it's going to be like, oh my gosh, my eyes.
Yeah, but why would I do that? Why would I go?
Because
when
it's free.
You go out to eat, you go out to have a lovely experience, don't you? You
yeah.
don't just go out for... You don't go to a lovely restaurant for free food.
But you would go, so, right? You would go if it was lovely food and it was free.
The atmosphere's got to be right, hasn't it?
Yeah, but a lot of, like, really popular restaurants these days, they're kind of, you know,
horrible.
The whole fashion and everything is, like, all, like, run down and, like, industrial and whatever.
Yeah. Do you know, apart from the fact you've got a really nice voice, so I could talk to you for quite a long time, and actually, the model is not as crazy as it sounds, but fundamentally,
yeah, right.
when people want to go out to eat, they want to go out and feel just a little bit, they don't necessarily want free, they want lovely. They want to feel
right.
like they've invested their time and their money into something lovely. And I don't think ramming advertising down their throat, and I didn't mean to pun that either, is actually conducive to a lovely night out in a restaurant.
But I reckon it would be,
if we just had money to chuck away, I reckon it would be an awful lot of fun. But
yeah.
I don't think it's going to be an investment for me, Patrick. I'm
okay,
really sorry. I could have talked to you for
okay.
ages, but I'm not going to invest. So I might as well let you know I'm out.
Okay. Don't tell anyone, though.
She's hard to please. You got any ideas that you think might be good for Deborah? I mean, it's not for the easily flustered, this, because she will have you. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk if you've got an idea for Instant Dragon's Den. We're going to do some more of these calls soon with Mrs. Mead. Jeanette says, I'm still waiting for gravy butter to happen. I know, that was one of the ideas from last time. Hasn't happened yet.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello?
Hi, Scott. It's Sam.
Hey, Sam. You sound alive.
Definitely. I have a bit of a problem.
Okay, I'm the right person to speak to. What is it?
I am completely and utterly obsessed with hooing things.
Oh, dear.
To the point that I've lost all social judgment.
What do you mean?
I'm just completely inappropriate situations. I don't even know I'm doing it. Someone will say something and I would just let out a little hair.
Yeah. Welcome to my life.
It's a great place to be, to be honest.
It is true. I was at a wedding at the weekend and obviously there's a selection of age ranges there. But I had a chat with the groom's mum and dad and they were coming out with all sorts and I was just like, hello! It's easy to do.
Especially when you don't even realise you're doing it.
Right, so that's the place you're in right now, is it?
That's how far it's got. This is how serious we're talking, yeah.
Give me some examples.
Well, recently, me and my girlfriend are trying to buy a new build house. We had a meeting the other day to go through all the boring stuff like the kitchen cupboard colours, flooring and all that. And the saleswoman said that we had to pick tiles because vinyl was currently unavailable. And then out of nowhere, I went, vinyl?
Oh, no. Vinyl flooring is a hoe.
It's a massive hoe. I mean, any normal human being would go, no, thank you, I prefer tile anyway. But
yeah.
Out of nowhere. And for the next 5 seconds, it was a bit of a stare-off between myself, my girlfriend, and the salesperson. And the only way I could think to move it on was just to say, so, bathroom flooring then?
Thing is, Sam, not everybody listens to this show. So, unfortunately, you will be met with looks of disgust. People will sometimes stare.
But it's just bewilderment, I think. I think they're looking at me like, is he okay?
What
just happened here?
I did it at a supermarket the other day. The looks I was getting.
Well, that's the thing as well. I mean, I think I do it without even realising, because the looks I get off my girlfriend as well is, because sadly, she doesn't really get the whole who thing, don't think. And when they fall out, I think she hates me a little bit more inside.
Right. Are there any other examples where you've just lost your mouth to a who?
Well, there was one more. It wasn't as loud or obvious, but it was probably more inappropriate. I design roads for a living, and we were in a meeting talking about speeding cars.
Oh, not at work.
At work, yep. In a meeting with people who are very much older than me, in suits, you know, trying to do a job. And I'm just in, sort of gaining some experience. Anyway, one of the older people suggested speed humps for a road, which, you know, understandable. And then one of the old, another old colleague popped up with, I don't think sleeping policemen would be appropriate for this road. And I just went, hey!
Sleeping policeman? What is that? Is that the name for speed bumps?
That is a name for speed bumps that were down here in Wiltshire anyway, some people used to use.
All right.
And I quickly realised what I'd done.
Yeah.
And it obviously, it wasn't as loud, it wasn't as out there as the meeting with the housing lady, but people did quickly look over me and think, What sort of person have we let in here?
What you're going to have to do is just think about it a bit more, be more conscious of it. I've actually tried to cut down recently. I've limited myself to like 4 or 5 a day.
Yeah, that sounds, maybe some sort of hoo jar.
Yeah, you need to have a hoo jar and just put money in it every time you do it, because it is addictive. And sometimes you don't even realise until after you've done it that you just did it.
It's a feeling of, did I really just do that? I can't control it.
Yeah, it's a problem, and one that I'm fully aware of.
Well, good. I'm glad I'm not on my own.
No. So I would say try and get down to... How many do you reckon you do a day?
I reckon we're on about 15 to 20 who's per day.
All right, well, try and get yourself down. Like, don't push yourself too far, because you won't be able to stick to it. But try and get down to, like, 10.
10 who's.
All right. Okay. I know it's going to be hard, but try and ration yourself.
Might have to start writing them down as well.
Yeah, maybe keep a Who diary helps.
Who diary, Who jar.
Putting money in a jar. Ho!
Yeah, I need to cut down. It's a serious problem.
Okay, let me know how you get on with 10 a day, all right?
I will. Thank you.
And then we can reduce it to 5, but, you know, we'll do it at your own pace, in your own time.
Yeah, we won't go cold turkey.
No. Impossible. Good to speak to you, Sam.
And you. Cheers, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Those are your Monday best bits. We're back tomorrow from 1. Chris is back. And playing innuendo bingo at 1:40 is Callum Scott. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.